Hi, Sue.
Hi, Dan.
It's another episode of Under Rocks.
Yay.
And we are on a remote location. We're not in the basement of a dank radio station. Where are we right now?
We are in the beautiful outdoors. We're in Paw Paw, Illinois.
Isn't that longitude 41.6886413, latitude 88.982498?
Yeah, you're a genius.
Yeah, it's on the sign here.
And what brings us to Paw Paw, Illinois today?
Well, they have a fruit and trees, and guess what kind they are?
Apple?
You're close. It's the Paw Paw tree. Not only are we here, but you have brought a special guest for us to meet.
Yeah, so this edition of Under Rocks, we're going to explore Paw Paws. And we brought along.
Who is it?
This is our area Paw Paw expert. Paw Paw being the fruit, the tree, not necessarily the town. But Austin Cliff has joined us. Hi, Austin.
Hi. Just hanging out near the Paw Paw sign, like a typical Sunday afternoon. As you can see, there is some civic pride involved with the tree and fruit, which you can see so clearly illustrated on the Welcome to Paw Paw, Illinois sign. And there's quite a few people here in town growing the trees. I've noticed this before, having looked for them, and I think there's quite a few more than I know about even. And we're going to meet an owner of several today, I believe.
We're on a little bit of a hunt for both pawpaw trees and pawpaw fruit. A little bit late in the season for pawpaw fruit, but it's always pawpaw tree season time.
A little earlier this week, Dan Libman himself tried his very first pawpaw.
Oh, I remember that.
I'm Susan Stevens. On a beautiful fall day in 2020, we decided it was time for Under Rocks host Dan Libman to taste the magic of America's largest native fruit, the pawpaw. This rare and elusive delicacy can be found here in northern Illinois, both cultivated and wild, for about 1 month every year. This was that month. So pawpaw aficionados Jenna Dooley, Austin Cliff, Spencer Tritt, and I parked him at a picnic table with a basket of the precious fruit and started by warning him about the controversial taste by showing him a video of Jenna's young son trying his first pawpaw.
It would be awesome if no pawpaw was his first word.
I thought he would say, so his thing right now is so yummy, so yummy. So this is slam dunk. Okay, try that. You like fruit. Here's some fruit.
This is unambiguous. That is a negative. That is.
It's unfiltered. It was like, this is his immediate reaction. He might come around.
Open his mouth up and let it drop.
Yeah, I mean, he did not even swallow it.
No. He did. I don't think he gave it a fair shake. But this is the same kid who the 10 for 10 Michelina's wheels and cheese frozen TV dinner is like his epitome of food. So I'm not gonna waste a perfectly good pawpaw on him anymore.
I brought three different varieties so we could theoretically try a couple different ones and see if you like one better than the other two. If you don't like one, try a different one.
Okay.
Grab a spoon.
Oh yeah, there's, I think, okay. In there.
Okay. So it's pulpier than I was picturing.
Oh yeah, it's real soft.
Okay, so cheers. You got a method. Cheers, yeah. Hey, pawpaw. Up your pawpaw. Okay.
So for cleaning the seeds, I'd say just you can pop the whole thing in your mouth with the pulp and then just kind of clean it off, spit out the seed.
Okay. I'm getting banana. It's delicious. It's like creamy. Can I plant them? What do you do with them?
Well, usually
I'm saving them.
Don't let them dry out. Stick them in a zipper top bag, and you can rinse them off real well so there's no pulp on it, and then add like a damp piece of paper towel or like sphagnum moss, and then stick it in the fridge for 3 months. And then you can plant it in the spring.
Okay.
Or inside in containers.
So the seed's kind of fun. It almost has like a pudding, like a tapioca pudding, maybe?
This is I've dubbed this tree
Pudding Cup.
Okay.
This tree did place third in a Best Pawpaw competition at the Ohio Pawpaw Festival. I forget the year.
Yeah, I am on board.
Okay. Excellent.
Shall we try a different one?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Okay.
This definitely has a brighter flavor.
Yeah, now this one seemed more ripe. So these ones, I think, had longer on the tree, and it was more ripe.
So, you know, it strikes me, it's not just banana. Like, it's better than a banana. It's sort of like the way you want your banana to taste. All right. It's like a banana that has been, it's banana baby food that has been sort of processed to taste really like much like a banana. This is like, it's like a platonic banana.
So what'd you think, Jenna?
This one was a good one.
Yeah, now this one has that more like, you can almost tell that it's like getting to that point where it's got the ferment flavor.
I like flavor. This point. Like the more brown on the outside, I found that I'm like, that's where I like it.
It gives it like kind of a sourness, and also there's like a caramel thing going on as well.
Yeah. Yeah, like a cooked sugar a little bit, sort of candied sugar. Yeah, I mean, it's really great. I mean, bananas are suffering. As we all know, the plight of the Cavendish has been, but this could save us from when the bananas all get wiped out.
Are the seeds overly offensive to you? Is that like a deal breaker in terms of the work that goes into it?
No, because they're like fava beans. They're like, they're big, they're substantial. I'll tell you know what an offensive seed is? That pomegranate seed.
Oh.
That's an offensive seed.
Yes.
This? No. The avocado. I'm not a big fan of that big ball right in the center of the thing.
You mean the prize?
The little prize.
Okay. So this one is...
This is a little more solid.
Yeah, it's got kind of a more lychee-like texture, I think.
Hmm. Yes. That's what that is.
It does taste like that stuff, yeah. The lychee jelly.
I think Spencer needs to try a custardy one, though. He's had...
This one actually is a little different than that first one you gave me.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, this one is less bright. It's not bad. It's almost a little gourdy, like a pumpkin. Got a little pumpkin notes in there. Oh, there's a weird aftertaste.
Sometimes they have like a bitterness or a tongue curling sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's not as ripe?
Well, it's a different tree.
Oh, okay.
Which tree is it?
These are the Genoa trees.
Okay.
Oh, so. Genoa. I mean, if this was the one I would have had first, it's not bad, but it's also not great. I mean,
ripeness, I think, is a huge factor as well, because they will seriously take on like a completely different flavor profile from one day to the next, it seems like, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like those ones that are like almost totally brown kind of almost get that, I think, wine kind of flavor.
Well, here's one. If
all right, I'll dare.
This one only had two seeds.
Jenny, you want to try a super brown?
Yeah.
So this one.
I like the really.
Yeah. This was. I don't know. This is maybe a little bit beyond, but I'll try it if you'll try it.
Oh.
It's kind of
brown. Is it too far? It looks gross, but I'd try it.
So I like the fact that there's an actual risk to it. It's not like.
Yeah.
Like, unlike the Cavendish banana, where it's exactly the same every time. Just boring.
The smell isn't where I would want it to be.
It tastes okay, but it is totally like that.
I'm just gonna
fermenting.
Do a tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, it's lived a good life.
This is how George Washington liked it.
Yeah.
Allegedly, pawpaws were George Washington's favorite fruit. He liked them chilled.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson planted them at Monticello. And they're still there. There are some pawpaws there. And Lewis and Clark on the expedition, when they ran out of food, they came across some pawpaws.
Mm. They survived off of these for like days or weeks at a time.
That would make
Can you imagine?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there are worse things to eat.
Yeah,
in the
I suppose that's true. But just the idea of eating this straight for days is it's something to think about.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
So I'm in David Tallickson's office at WNIJ, and I have brought him his first pawpaw.
You know, as you may remember, Sue, I grew up here, you know, in the area, and spent 20 years of my life here. Never had one of these in my life. And so the other day you said, you know, have you ever had one? I hadn't even heard of one. And so, you know, I'm excited to figure out what this is about. And I will say I went and looked up pictures of them just so I knew, you know, kind of what we were talking about. As you're, you know, as you're reaching, you know, through your bag and grabbing one, from what I can tell, they're kind of like the size of an avocado. Is that, you know, but a different color, obviously.
So that kind of the nastier looking, the better.
Really?
That one looks pretty nasty. Meaning browned, not like full of holes and
right.
bites.
I mean, that's interesting because, you know, if I really like bananas, but, you know, if I saw a banana that looked like that, I would be like, okay, we're going to banana bread, right?
Exactly.
But no, not the case here.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So which one are we choosing here?
Let's go with the ripe one.
Okay, all right. Okay. Like this
yeah,
way?
Yeah, you want to cut it so you'll have a little cup.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
And then you can sort
That's
of
really
just
easy.
Break it apart.
All right. It feels almost like a banana. I mean, as you kind of open it up, right? In terms
yeah.
of its density and all of that. Now the skin or flesh or the skin, I guess, the outside part, you don't eat that.
Do not eat the skin and do not eat the seeds.
Interesting.
So
okay.
just take your spoon and scoop.
Oh, you scoop it out. Okay.
Yep.
There we go. All right.
Okay.
I think I so can't tell if that's a seed in there or not.
It's a huge seed.
Here goes nothing. It's good. It's really interesting. It's not quite as bold of a flavor as I was expecting, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of even how I would describe this. It's got a little bit of mango, a little bit of banana in there. I mean, texture-wise, it feels like a combination of those as well. Very soft. Like, what's the preferred way to eat these? Most people eat them raw, or you do a rest, you make them in stuff? Do you know?
Raw is the best. Mm-hmm. The flavor disappears when you bake it.
Huh.
So it gets very, it doesn't completely disappear. It's fine, but it's never great.
And they don't stay good for very long either, right? They don't travel well, basically. Right?
Correct.
Is why I probably never had one before, is in terms of fresh fruit and whatnot.
Yep. That's it. They're all kind of different too, which is kind of weird.
Huh.
These came from a couple hours south of here, growing wild. I really haven't found around here a
really?
Wild patch.
Hmm.
There's some in Paw Paw, Illinois, just a little south of here.
Okay,
but
stupid question.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's okay.
Yep, it is.
I've never made that connection before.
That's why I was interested in it, because there's a Pawpaw Michigan, a Pawpaw Illinois.
Interesting.
And
all right.
What is this Pawpaw?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not named after Grandpa.
There you go. Now, could I take these seeds and plant? Do you know? Like, would it work? Like,
yes.
Is that?
And I've brought you a little plastic bag to keep them in.
Excellent.
And tomorrow I'll bring you an instruction sheet on planting, because they have to stay damp and you have to stick them in the fridge for 3 months to stratify.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh, they just like to be cooled as if they're going through winter.
Okay.
Then you plant them.
You fake winter.
Keep them damp.
Right.
Don't freeze. They don't like freezing.
Well, this is great. I'm glad to say I've done this, and I'm kind of excited about going and trying to grow one of these, to be honest.
Meanwhile, back in Paw Paw, it was a windy October day in 2020, really windy, sorry about the sound, when we met up with Rob and Barb.
They'd lived in Pawpaw for decades when they decided they should probably plant some of those trees their town was named after. They generously invited Dan, Molly, Austin, and me to check out their gorgeous trees at their house and then in the woods nearby. Now, please don't go searching them out. Their pawpaw fruits are already promised to neighbors.
Do you eat a lot of them?
No.
You don't eat them at all?
I don't like the taste.
Okay. All right. They got to be black before they're ripe.
Yeah.
Okay.
They look rotten.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I've eaten a couple, but not they got so damn many seeds.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, they're chunk full of seeds. Well, if you want, I can take and show you the ones out of the woods.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, I'd love to.
So I do see at least a fruit or two hanging there.
Oh, you do in there?
Yeah, there's two right there.
Oh,
down low.
Low.
Well,
oh, here's a couple more.
So you might be surprised yet if you look.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're easy to miss, too, because of the huge leaves, you know.
A lot of fruit?
I don't really see much yet, but it's just so, I don't know, so... Once you get beyond the wall of leaves, it kind of opens up a little bit. You can see around in here.
Dan, you going in?
All right, hold on.
All right.
You going in?
You're going in.
I'm going in. Let's see what I find in there.
Be careful.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah, I'm not seeing much in the way of fruit.
There's like a guy in here.
Yeah, there's actually plenty of room to move around in.
Wow. Fort Pawpaw. So what was it like in there?
Yeah, you know what? It was a little dark. It was sort of like you had to penetrate through, but then once you got through that first layer, you felt relaxed and kind of like you were going to be okay. And then, of course, you saw Austin, and he knew things. You could ask questions, and just hearing his voice like saying things that were the way things are soothed me, calmed me right down. So, yeah. You probably experienced that a time or two.
Yes, yes. Lost yeah. in the woods. And,
yeah. Yeah, it's not, I mean, it looks, it when you're in there, it looks much larger than it does on the outside.
I think you're right about the Narnia.
Yeah, yeah. And it had that feel, or TARDIS-like. I mean, it's a lot of, like, a lot of nerdy things we could.
That's what Papa's are for nerds.
Yeah. Now, this is very cool. And,
thanks to our friends in Pawpaw, Illinois, for letting us lurk in their pawpaw patches. Oh, and an update. I heard back from Barb, and guess what? She likes the pawpaw fruit after all. They had only eaten overripe pawpaws before, the blackened ones. The greener, fragrant, perfectly ripe ones were a revelation for them. Our work is done here. Oh, not quite. As a pawpaw evangelist, the work is never done.
Today we're in the newsroom with someone who's never had a pawpaw before. Very excited about this. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, and I'm a reporter at WNIJ.
Okay. So when did you first hear pawpaws?
Maybe a summer or two ago. My sister-in-law heard about them. She was really excited. She's like, let's get some pawpaws. And ever since, it's just been kind of a race to get some pawpaws.
Okay, so we're going to have to send you home with one for her.
Yeah, oh, okay, she would good. Love that. Yeah, Sue.
Because that would be cruel. That would be so mean. Can't be like that to your sister. Okay, I saved a very good one here for you.
Sue, I'm so excited.
I'll let you reach in and take the big one right there.
Okay.
And Jenna. Jenna Dooley is here. Jenna, you're a pawpaw fan.
Seasoned pawpaw fan.
Okay, and we're going to try these ones that we've never had before from a tree I've never had fruit from before.
I see. Oh my gosh. It's yellow on the inside?
Yeah, and then you can kind of snap it once you
okay,
got it going.
Okay. Oh, there she is.
So don't eat the... Jenna, you're an expert now. Don't eat what parts?
The seeds.
Okay.
Don't eat the seeds.
Oh, or the skin.
Or the skin.
No, you can't actually...
Is the skin bad for you if you do?
Yeah, kind of. You can put the whole thing in your mouth, and then, so you can either take the seed out first or put it all in, and then don't swallow the seeds, like move the seeds to the side of your mouth and then just spit them out at the end.
Okay.
So either you just get the meat and avoid the seeds, or you just put the whole thing in and then spit out the seeds.
Okay.
Which is my method. I just...
Okay, so going in.
But don't swallow it.
Mmm. This is so good. Mmm. Sue, this tastes like something, like a fruit in Colombia. I can't remember.
Chirimoya?
Maybe. I can't, like, it's related. We make a bunch of the stuff we drink in Colombia. We drink a lot of fruit juices. And this, like, is, like, taking me back there. This is, whoa, like, a real, this, it's so funny, yeah, that this is in the Midwest, because this is, like, tropical.
That's it, exactly. That's, yeah.
Look how clean my seeds are.
See,
she's good. Oh, you're pro, Jenna. How cool. Oh, Sue, I'm so happy.
I am so happy for you. Okay, Jenna, you want to try this one? This one's from Central Illinois. Oh. Austin told me to stop saying where I've been finding these.
I took a big guess. I took a big one.
Okay.
Is it
what you expected?
No, it's, like, not at all. I thought it was going to be tart. I thought it was going to be, like, a very tart fruit. This is just so far from what I was expecting. And it's so good. Like, the smoothies that I'm imagining.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Any questions about it?
How soon can I get some growing? Oh, my gosh, dude, this is the best.
First of all, I would like to thank you guys for introducing me to the Paw Paw.
You're so welcome.
This was an amazing experience. And Austin, I can't think of a heartier guide. In fact, to have ended my day in a Paw Paw tree next to you is something that I will be telling my grandchildren about.
Well, that's lovely. There is something magical about it, isn't there?
There, like, actually is, yeah.
Especially when you see a native grove, and I'm sure that'll be at some point here, there's an impressiveness to seeing them all just growing one after the next, taking over an area, because they do that.
Yeah. I think that it's a more serious tree in bearing and in character than the name Pawpaw would suggest. But it's got a presence. It really does.
Now, if somebody has an idea for something else, some other rock, some other stone they'd like us to...
What's going on in your area?
We
want to know. Send us a suggestion. WNIJ.org. Is that the place to go?
Actually, we have our own email address.
Are you serious?
It's true. It's rocks@niu.edu.
Holy cow.
rocks@niu.edu. You can tell us.
That's how you know you've made it.
I know.
All right.
Our own email address. And so,
that's what I asked for at the Mary Grotto, so... Good.
Oh, good.
That's what I was praying for.
It happened. It came true.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Thank you, and thanks, Spencer, the youngest old man I know. We're nothing without him.
Spencer Tritt, you're the best. And also, thanks to our very special camera person today, too. Molly McNett.
I can't see everybody. Molly McNett. She knows how to hold a camera.
Yeah. That's it.
There you have it, folks.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you next time somewhere. That's Pop doing something.
We know you want to know more about pawpaws, so we've got links, fast facts, and even a how-to comic on saving and planting seeds at wnij.org. Also, hit us up at rocks@niu.edu.